I present to you Brian Conwell.
Brian Conwell was greeted like a rock star when he stepped up to the mic, surrounded by cheering teenagers from across Alaska. But he didn't burst into song.
I'm Brian Conwell, and I'm a Rawhide reject.
When Conwell applied to the Rural Alaska Honors Institute, he was waitlisted. But after a last-minute invitation and 6 weeks of grueling college courses, Conwell was headlining graduation as the valedictorian. In 1983, Rawhide was established to help more rural and Alaska Native students get to higher education and succeed there. The transition to college is tough for most students. For rural Alaskans, it's even harder. Imagine a college biology class larger than your entire high school and hometown. So Rawhide gives rural scholars a college immersion, from admissions to academics to dorm life. It's free, very competitive, and previews the challenges to come.
Dropped into an unfamiliar college dorm with a bag full of clothes and a handful of school supplies, it was awkward at first. We were used to our high school routines and our friends back home. We struggled together, enduring essays, presentations, late nights, early mornings, sunburns, bug bites, and homesickness.
With no one telling him to do his homework, Conwell says he became responsible for his own education. And he was responsible. He knew he had a shot at being named valedictorian because he had a perfect GPA. But so did 18 other students.
I didn't find out till like the day before graduation. Greg Owens, who's the academic coordinator of Rawhide, he just came up to me and asked me, how do you feel about giving speeches? And that's what I knew.
In his address, Conwell issued a final challenge to his classmates. Whether you become a doctor or a dog musher, keep your community in your thoughts.
Your home community is what made you who you are today. Remember the people in your corner, the people back home rooting for you.
Along with college credits, Conwell says he earned some insight this summer. He'll apply to college for real this fall. And if he gets rejected from a few schools, well, that's just the beginning of a great valedictorian speech. In Unalaska, I'm Barrett Wilbur.